93.1 Big Bad Diamond Dave. It's about 5 of the hour. Time for the power breakfast. What are you going to order? Susie, what do you eat for breakfast?
You know, I like eggs and oatmeal.
Booty pizza with a cowgirl topping
yeah,
over here.
Absolutely. I need protein.
You look like you actually, you train, right? You look like you go to the gym and you watch what you eat and everything.
I do,
you?
A lot of yoga.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a downward facing dog a lot.
Downward facing dog? That sounds like an album title.
Dave, yeah? Ask her to demonstrate.
Can you do the downward facing dog?
I can.
Okay, well, let me describe it. I can't actually do these things,
right,
ladies and gentlemen,
right,
but I can certainly make them a little more interesting to look at. Oh, no, no, no. That's the position that you assume when you go to work for Warner Brothers for the first time. That's not the yoga term, but, you know, I think that's the Catholic Latin, actually.
Right. Sure you've seen that position before.
Yeah, if you reach back in there, you'll be able to pull out a contract with an option. I get up. Nothing gets me down. You look like you're built like a rock. What's this about stripper school?
You know.
let's just cut to the crash
here.
All I can
say is that I have a whole new respect for strippers after taking
this
class.
And I have a whole new respect for you.
Yeah. You know what? I do a mean flying fireman.
You're in no immediate danger. What's a flying fireman?
You know what? I did a lot of pole tricks. I never got the kitty cat down, but I got the flying fireman, the ballerina.
Okay, so these are the compulsories, as you know, and in the Olympics you have compulsories like triple vault, backflip, etc.
Yes, and helicopter, that was pretty tough. Spinning helicopter.
The mind fairly reels, you know.
Yes.
What about reverse three-finger Mexican ceiling squats?
There were some of those, too. I don't think I got those down.
Actually, they're on Sony. That's a new band.
Yeah. Do you know how much arm strength it takes to be a stripper?
The mind fairly reels, but I'm prepared to listen.
Yeah. Climbing that pole is pretty tough.
And so explain to me, how do you start stripper school? What is your first day? What's the indoc like? What's your indoctrination and what do they say? And, you know,
the first day was horrifying. This girl got up to show a little thing about what you can do in stripper school, and I apparently was sitting in the hot seat, and then all of a sudden I got my first lap dance.
That's the first lap dance that you've ever...
And I didn't know it. I didn't know where to look. I didn't know where to put my hands. It was
See, well, for the guys, this is genetic. We know genetically where to put our hands, you know? You got to roll with the punches and get to watch real.
Dave, I just got a supermodel pissed off at me in the hallway.
The one,
the tall, skinny one.
What'd she say to you?
Well, I just said, hey, what do you want for breakfast? Would you rather throw up some oatmeal or do you want to throw up an omelet? That's an innocent enough question. 8:39, this traffic report is brought to you by Washington Mutual, Sigler and Sherman Oaks.
You are so cruel but fair, you little strumpet.
Hey, I'm the only one here with a backstage pass. Keep those supermodels at bay.
How? Hey, you! Who said that? Maybe how you been? Susie Jessup, nobody reads the traffic like you do. I can't wait to get back on the FM freeway, huh?